No two specialists are alike. Most books on presentation skills give the following advice. Know your audience. This is reasonable advice, but it is actually difficult to put into practice. If, for example, you are giving a presentation at an academic meeting, I think it is safe to assume that people in the audience will have levels of knowledge similar to your own. But you can never be sure about this. And perhaps the biggest danger is to assume too much. In fact, it is very easy to assume too much about your audience. For example, we imagine that everyone is familiar with the material we are presenting, and therefore, there is no need for an introduction or an overview. We might also skip definitions of technical terms and decide not to simplify difficult information or summarize the main points at the end of sections. We do this because we think everyone knows this information. We also do it because we want to save time and introduce more important data. This is a mistake. In every presentation, you need some kind of an introduction or overview that acts as a map for the audience. You also need to define technical terms, simplify difficult information, and summarize the main points at the end of sections. The reason for this is that even in a fairly homogeneous audience, at an international conference, no two specialists will be alike. This is because each one of the people in the audience approaches the subject from a slightly different angle, and accordingly, has a different focus. So, when we prepare our presentations, it is worth keeping in mind that no two specialists are alike.